This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, October the 11th, 2023. We continue on Beis Amud Beis, the second section. It's the green text. In similar cases and questions to yesterday. So Meis Be'Adar, king dies in the month of Adar, right? And then the next king only comes in Nisan, Ba'aman Acher Tachta Benisan. All right, so the Gemara said, Monin Rishon Ala Rishon, the first month Adar goes for the first king, Ushni Ala Sheni, and the second right month goes to the second king. And again, the Gemara says, Pshita, that's simple, it's obvious, right? That's the clearest case of them all. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha. Even this we need to be told in a very particular case. Number one, the imno ale me adar, right? They made the decision, they appointed the king in adar, right? Not anoint, but appoint. I hope that's a good distinction. Umelech ben melechu. And this king is the son of the previous king, right? So maybe we would think that because there's this succession and they already decided he should be the king, mahu detema, what might you think? Nimnu le tartin shin, we should count really as the second year, because he was already guaranteed and decided in Adar, Kamash Balana. No, we only count the year of the second king, the son, from Nisan when he actually ascends the throne. Now we take a step back and say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan wants to know, Minayin l'malachim shein mona lahim ele minisan. Right, so the Mishnah said that Rosh Hashanah for the kings is Nisan. Now the Gemara wants to know, right, from where do we know that? So, Shenemar, as it says, Vayihi bishmonim shana ve'arba me'os shana latez b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Right, it was 80 and 400 years from the time the Jews left Egypt, bashana harivit, in the fourth year, b'chodesh ziv, in the month of ziv, huachodesh hasheni, which is the second month, Limloch Shlomo al Yisrael. Right, fourth year, second month of Shlomo's reign over Israel. So here it says, Makish Malchus Shlomo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, there is an implicit comparison, almost an explicit comparison here in this Pasuk between the kingship, right, Melech, of Shlomo and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Gemara now will say, Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim in Nisan. We know that the Exodus, of course, is in Nisan. Right, that's clear. And therefore, Af Malchus Shlomo, so too the reign of King Solomon, of Shlomo HaMelech, is from Nisan. Now the Gemara asks what's going to appear to be a very strange question. Right, Yitzias Mitzrayim gufa minala de minisan maninan. How do we know that we can't Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? Now, that doesn't mean when did it happen, because we know when it happened. It's in the Chumash. Which is, when do we start counting those years? Right, so it says, no, Dilma lemi Tishrei maninan. Maybe we should count them in Tishrei. So even though the Jews left in Nisan, right, so when Tishrei comes, that'll be Rosh Hashanah, and that'll already be the second year. Why not? Right, that's not as crazy as a question. So the Gemara says, Lo Salkadaitach, right? Don't think that. Don't literally let it enter your mind. Tichsiv, because it says, Vaya'al Aharon HaKohen al Hor HaHar al Pi Hashem. Aharon ascends the mountain of Hor HaHar, right? On Hashem's directive. Vayama Hashem, and Aharon dies there, Mishnas HaArbaim, in the 40th year, the Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, right from the 40th year of the Jews leaving Egypt, B'chodesh HaChamishi B'chalachosh, in the fifth month, the first of the month. Now, we're smack in the middle of a proof, but come back tomorrow, we'll continue and prove that the counting of years from Yitzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan and not from Tishrei. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back, join me tomorrow.